I'm on a journalism degree, journalism, media and cultural studies, and I decided to go for the role of VP Sport. Ever since I became sort of chairman of rugby this year, I loved doing all that sort of stuff behind the scenes and just helping the club out really, and just really want to push on to the next level really, and just keep on going because I really enjoy all that sort of stuff.
Okay, you just mentioned that you're a chairman of the rugby. Is there anything else that you feel qualifies you? Sport passion of yours, like all round, is it something that you've always been into?
It's always been a massive part of definitely a massive part of my life. Ever since I was since I could run, I was sort of chasing a ball or riding a bike, that sort of stuff, and. I've got a real thirst for sport, and I love to see guys, succeeding, and I really want to be part of that and really help, the Team Cardiff brand really succeed onto the highest level it can.
Okay, awesome. What sort of things have you got planned? Is there anything you got like in the works? Stuff? Any sort of exciting ideas?
I've been speaking with the head of Cardiff Sport. Who's currently there, and just sort of seeing what are the possibilities that I can do when I'm in the role. My main objective is to sort of reduce the cost of sport universities. It's quite a big issue that I found throughout my university career, and I think if we can really reduce that cost, it was going to get more people playing sport, and I really want to make sure that there's an entry level for everyone. So I want guys that have never picked up a basketball before, or never played tennis before. I really want them to get into sport and just really include everyone, so everyone's taking part, because it's a massive part of obviously my university career, but I want everyone to have the same sort of experience that I had, because it's really benefited me.
Okay, that's interesting. With it being quite centred around tally, is it something, as you said, you want to make it for sort of, especially with like first years when you first come here, it's obviously it's all centred in tally, is it something that you want to kind of spread outwards from there?
Obviously tally, it's a big hub for the sport, and I think when you come in the first year, I was a bit inundated with everything going on, trying to make friends, trying to get, sort out my studies, trying to sort out sports. So I really want to ease that crossover from coming from, your year out, your school, and then coming into university. I really want to be that sort of pathway and make it nice and smooth for guys coming in. And, people coming in September might miss out then and want to get involved, and they've done it this year with the Refreshers Fair, and that's been a really positive impact, I think, because guys that do miss out on that first intake, they can see what's going on and really want to be part of it, and so like I said, it is around tally at the moment, but it'd definitely be good to spread out. We've obviously got the use of the Pontcanna fields, which is amazing on a Wednesday, all the IMG teams down there, and that's a real nice atmosphere down there, so that would be, I really want to promote that as well, so those guys can really feel much more part of the university, and it is obviously quite centred on Bucks, but I want everyone to have that sort of I want everyone to look forward to their Wednesdays really, and no one to feel left out.
Okay, awesome. Sports VP, there's only two candidates. Do you feel this is something you're more nervous about? Do you think it helps your sort of chances, or is this something that you think kind of?
Well, actually, Steph's a really good candidate. Her manifesto is awesome, and I've only spent a little bit of time with her, but she's an awesome girl. So I think it's quite nice having just two of you, because you really will get to know each other quite well, and it's a bit of confidence there as well. If I'm unsuccessful, then she's going to take over and do a really good job. So, not necessarily nervous, but it's different to sort of the roles of sort of welfare and education that have got sort of 8+ going for it. I think it's going to be a really interesting week, and I'm really excited for it. Really excited for it.
Speaking about the week, is there anything you're particularly nervous about? I mean, is it kind of your thing being in the streets preaching to everyone?
No. I feel like I'm a confident guy, but I don't sort of like being in people's faces. I'd hate to get on the wrong side of anyone. I know I feel intrusive in that sense. So, there's aspects of the week that sort of I'm not looking forward to, perhaps, the lecture shout outs. I reckon the first few of those I'll be a bit nervous, and because I remember being a fresher and these guys coming in like just a conveyor belt of people, and you don't know who's who, but I just want to speak to as many people as possible, whether it's on the street, whether it's in the cafes. I just want to chat to people, find out their sporting experiences, and just talk to them and try and make sure that I can do stuff for them, is successful.